We start with the impenetrable crisis in Ukraine. Ukraine says Russia is invading. Ukraine loses 10 soldiers to the fighting, according to the UN Security Council. Ukraine pleads for membership in NATO right now, while Russia's president likens his support for pro-Russian separatists to the just war against the Nazis in World War II. Speaking about the conflict around eastern Ukraine's cities Donetsk and Luhansk, here's Vladimir Putin's quote. "Sad as it might seem, this reminds me of the events of World War II when the German Nazi occupants surrounded our cities like Leningrad and directly shelled those cities and their inhabitants." But Putin, at a news conference today, also denied that there was an invasion. His government actually called it an accident. Putin did threaten today to start a war with the West in the Arctic. President Obama, meanwhile, condemned the fighting and said there would be no U.S. invasion of anywhere in this region.
A military solution to this problem is not going to be forthcoming. The fact that Russia has taken these actions in violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Ukrainians has resulted, I believe, in a weakening of Russia, not a strengthening of Russia. That may not be apparent immediately, but I think it will become increasingly apparent.
Absolute clarity about what's going on in eastern Ukraine is not a feature of either side here. And as Russia and Ukraine trade claims and counterclaims, no one denies that there is fierce fighting. We're joined by Daniel Baer, a close observer of events in the region. He's ambassador for the U.S. mission for the OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Mr. Ambassador, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So I know you're constrained as to exactly what you can say here, but this feels like a real bait and switch this week. Lots of talks in Minsk, and then suddenly the accusation that Donetsk is like the Nazi siege of Leningrad. Who's buying that analysis of the situation from Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think there's very few people who are buying what Vladimir Putin is selling all along. The United States has said whenever Putin comes out with something that seems to hint towards a de-escalation or a hint towards peace, that that needs to be followed up with action. And it has not been followed up with action, and that has caused a deterioration of the situation on the ground in eastern Ukraine.
Now, the lack of precision by Moscow seems to be mirrored by a certain lack of precision on the part of the U.S. administration. Do we believe that Russia has invaded Ukraine? This is an invasion?
As President Obama said yesterday, you know, there is new evidence of Russian forces operating on the territory of Ukraine. So this is a escalation and a continuation of the past practice.
So they've invaded Ukraine?
As President Obama said, we have new evidence of Russian forces operating on the territory of Ukraine.
Again, it just sounds like we're unable to say what's really going on, and that, I think, would clarify matters, certainly for the United Nations, if we're going to actually discuss what to do to confront Vladimir Putin.
Well, I think there have been a number of discussions in the last days about what is going on. Ukraine's ambassador to the OSCE yesterday, he asked all countries to join with Ukraine in standing against what he called an open military invasion by the Russian Federation of Ukraine. Later in the day, yesterday, President Obama spoke for the United States and said that we had seen evidence of Russian forces operating on the territory of Ukraine. You know, I think we've been very clear all along with up against a massive onslaught of Russian propaganda and dissembling and lies that Russia's hand has been behind the violence in eastern Ukraine, and it's had an enormous toll. Obviously, it's had a toll on the people of Ukraine. There are far too many people who have died, who have been tortured, kept kidnapped, and who remain kidnapped. It's had a toll on the people who were on flight MH17 and their thousands of loved ones who mourn them. And it's had a toll on the Russian people because the costs have increased on Russia. Russia's economy is in decline, and their future is blighted by the actions of the Kremlin.
So we agree with Ukraine that this is an invasion?
I think President Obama's words last night speak for themselves.
I actually wish they spoke more clearly for themselves, but perhaps that's just my opinion here. In terms of sanctions, how do you think the sanctions are doing? And you mentioned before that the Russian people are having more and more difficulty. What evidence do we have of that?
Well, obviously, the goal here is to change the calculus of the Kremlin and to impose costs on the Russian leadership. Unfortunately, the Russian leadership's decisions have imposed costs on the Russian people. You know, I think we've seen capital flight from Russia. We've seen the ruble at its weakest point ever today. So there's been a number of signs that Russia's economy, which was already not a 21st century economy, not diversified. What Russia needs is more linkages with the international community in terms of economic linkages, not fewer. And the Kremlin's decisions are setting Russia back. And there will be consequences from this for years to come.
Finally, the OSCE, which has a really top-notch reputation of clout and influence in Eastern Europe, certainly during the Cold War. Do you think this entire situation, this crisis, has undercut the OSCE's credibility going forward?
Well, obviously, that's something that my colleagues and I spend a lot of time talking about. The OSCE has been very active on the ground in Ukraine over the last 6 to 9 months. There is a monitoring mission that is on the ground. It is the largest international presence that has been consistently on the ground in recent months, and so it's played a really important role in providing some eyes and ears for the international community, some impartial observation and reporting for the international community from the ground in Ukraine. And in that sense, I think it's really been an important tool and service provider for the international community. Obviously, Russia is a participating state, a member of the OSCE. The OSCE is a commitments-based organization, and one of the commitments is that you respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of other states. And Russia's blatant violation of so many of those commitments presents a real challenge to other members to hold Russia accountable for the violations that it has committed in recent months.
Ambassador, thanks so much.
Thank you.